What do you think of the project?
Well, it's a great initiative because while we've got challenges in this area of my constituency, there's also a lot of hope and opportunity and a huge community spirit. So getting the money from the community fund here to kickstart this project is going to be really useful because there's some real practical elements to it, including helping build community relations, skills development, particularly focused on young people. So it's really targeting that issue of social mobility, which is an issue in this area. Actually, it's an issue across the entirety of my constituency. So it can really help make some practical difference that will make a real difference to people's lives. So I'm really, really pleased that they invited me along to open today.
Now, everyone will admit that there are issues, there are problems that need addressing in Droitwich West, as there are in other areas, but probably more so in some areas of Droitwich West. Very often, would you say that people just need that helping hand, that little bit of inspiration, that little bit of arm around the shoulder or pat on the back, and then they can really, like, you know, go forward and fulfil their potential?
You're absolutely right. I think everybody wants not only themselves, but in particular their children, to reach their full potential. The question is, how do we do that? And it's about giving people opportunity so they can climb those ladders. Now, there's things that I can do as an MP to try and bang the drum to get more money for education and skills training. But local community on the ground efforts really make that difference, so that there's literally physically somebody you can go and see and talk to about fulfilling those aspirations, who can give you guidance and signpost you in the right direction. That's what this kind of effort will do. So yes, absolutely. I think it can make a real meaningful difference and really show that there are people who care and there's people there to help you, like literally just down the street. And that really does make a difference.
Because I think most of the time there can be a bit of apathy, can't there, about, you know, people's life chances and, oh, you know, why should I bother if I, you know, I'm not going to get the support I need. And it's like you mentioned in your speech earlier, you go to the local first schools, you go to the high schools, the kids are full of, you know, aspiration, inspiration and ambition. And it's just a case of nurturing that and obviously giving these people the opportunities to get to where they want to go.
You're absolutely right. I think doing everything we can to enable young people to reach their full potential is absolutely pivotal. It's a core responsibility of government. It's a core responsibility of community leaders. But people do sometimes fall on hard times. They do get knocked back. Their confidence can be knocked. Maybe they're having a difficult time in their personal lives. And so creating opportunities so that people, even if they've had a setback, can go back again and get another opportunity is really important. But I'm always astounded, to be honest, by the positive attitude, the enthusiasm, the proactivity that I see, in particular with young people. So we've just got to give them those opportunities and give them those ladders to be able to climb up, and that's really, really important. Some people don't get the same opportunities as others, so it's really important that we in government also take the responsibility to say, look, we need to share those opportunities out, because it's just, quite frankly, there isn't always a level playing field, so we need to make sure that opportunities are there for everybody, no matter what their background is.